Diary. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. August 9th, 1892. It is a very beautiful morning. The Lord is good, and I praise his holy name. I greatly desire clear and distinct ideas of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us through faith. We have dwelt far less upon this subject than we should. We have therefore dwelt in the shadow of darkness, hopeless, faithless, without moral power to resist the tempter. We need clearer spiritual eyesight, that like Moses, we can endure the seeing of the invisible. There is a great work to be done in Australia, a great, great work to be done in the Melbourne Church. The Lord alone can breathe upon the dead bodies, that they shall have life. This is a large city, where there should be 100 missionaries to work, and then there would be need of more. Yet there are scarcely any, a few women at work in a silent way. What does it all mean? My cry is, O God, wake up the people to be laborers together with God. Breathe upon those who know the truth, a true missionary spirit. There is a meeting house to be built. We know not what to do, for we meet in dirty, comfortless halls.